USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns. The investigation into a possible hate crime at a NASCAR event in Alabama is complete. USA's Tim Berg with the findings.
The FBI and Justice Department have announced they found no federal crime was committed after a noose was found in the stall of NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace at Talladega Super Speedway in Alabama. The FBI statement saying the FBI has completed their investigation at Talladega Super Speedway and determined that Bubba Wallace was not the target of a hate crime. They're also saying that the garage door pull rope fashioned like a noose had been in that specific stall since 2019.
Pubs, restaurants, hotels, and hairdressers in England can open next month. That's when social distancing rules will be eased. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said people should maintain their distance, though, when possible. The government's chief medical advisor said the easing of rules represented a reasonable balance of risk. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
There will be a baseball season in 2020. Major League Baseball players have worked out the details for a 60-game season that will start mid-July. The last hurdle around safety and health protocols was cleared Tuesday night. Players will report for training July 1st. Also happening this year, Macy's 4th of July fireworks. However,
it will not be like the past where there's one big giant show. We do not want a lot of people out watching. There's not going to be a single focal point. In fact, we're only going to let out information about specific points very close to the actual moment when these shows happen. It's going to be a series of shows, only 5 minutes each.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says each of the city's five boroughs will have their own fireworks show. The finale will happen on Independence Day. Nationally televised, of course. The numbers from Wall Street looked good on Tuesday. The Dow finished up 131 points. The NASDAQ gained 75. The S&P 500 up nearly 13.5. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
A survey finds single men's choice in pets can affect their dating life. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Cat class and I got cat style.
You might have cat style, but Colorado State University researchers say their new study suggests that women are not very interested in dating guys with cats. They showed hundreds of women photos of two men. One photo would be of a man with a cat in the picture, the other of a different man with no pet in the picture. 38% of the women said they were likely to date the man that didn't come with the cat. 33% of women were likely to go out with the guy after seeing his picture, including the furry friend. But the authors say that the conclusion is American culture sees cat men as less masculine. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Big box retailer Walmart says the Mississippi state flag will not be displayed, quote, in its current form. The current form includes the Confederate emblem. A company spokesman told The Hill while the issue of the flag's design continues to be discussed, they decided to remove the flag from their stores. Mississippi is the only state flag in the country with the Confederate emblem. Calls for changes to the flag come as protests against racial inequality continues. You can find news on demand anytime at our website. It's usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.